Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're plunging into a story that feels like it was plucked straight from tomorrow's headlines. It's a true intersection of politics, cutting-edge technology, and, well, the wild world of crypto. It's got big names, big money, and the kind of market buzz that, you know, rattles the entire digital asset space. Our mission today is to crack open a fascinating source from August 2025. It's titled The CRO Chronicles, Meme Coin Mania Meets Trump's Crypto Push. We're going to extract the most important nuggets of knowledge from this article, kind of give you a shortcut to understanding how a major media group is making a bold, frankly, an unprecedented move into Web3. You know, that vision for a decentralized internet built on blockchain. What does this mean for a specific cryptocurrency and the ever-exciting, sometimes chaotic meme coin market? Let's find out.
Yeah, and what's truly fascinating here and what we want to sort of illuminate for you is how quickly the lines are blurring between, you know, traditional media, significant political influence, and these emerging digital assets. They're not just blurring, they're aggressively converging. We'll be looking at not just what happened, but why it's so significant for the broader crypto landscape and, you know, what profound implications it holds for digital economies and maybe even new forms of political engagement. Prepare for some genuine aha moments as we connect these very distinct dots.
Okay, diving straight in then. The source immediately grabs your attention with a headline from August 2025. Trump Media and Technology Group, or TMTG as we'll probably call them, revealed a truly massive $6.4 billion CRO treasury strategy. That's just a staggering figure, isn't it? It signals an enormous commitment.
It absolutely does. And importantly, this wasn't a solo venture. That's a crucial detail to grasp here. The article highlights TMTG's partnership with Crypto.com, you know, the major exchange, and also SPAC sponsor Yorkville Advisors. A SPAC, for anyone unfamiliar, is basically a shell company used to take a private company public. So connecting this to the bigger picture, this isn't just an experiment. It signifies a serious, coordinated play to deeply integrate cryptocurrency into their core business model. Their stated aim is to turn CRO, the native token of the Kronos blockchain, into what they're calling the lifeblood of Trump's Web3 media empire. That's a very strong statement of intent, Racy. It suggests CRO will be fundamental to everything they do.
The lifeblood, huh? It really sounds like TMTG is going all in. So beyond just the treasury, what are the concrete ways the article says they plan to integrate CRO? Like, into Truth Social, making it central to the user experience.
They're being quite explicit about it, actually. The plan is pretty comprehensive. Truth Social, TMTG's social media platform, will feature its very own CRO-native subscription model. So, you know, instead of using dollars or whatever, users would subscribe using CRO. And beyond that, they're planning CRO-powered loyalty rewards, a system for tipping creators, and other kinds of content monetization for users right there on the platform. It seems designed to bake CRO deep into the everyday interactions of their user base.
Okay, and to back this ambitious vision, the article details a pretty substantial financial commitment. What does that funding actually look like?
It's robust, to say the least. We're talking about a massive $1 billion in CRO specifically designated to underpin this strategy. just for this. And on top of that, they've allocated $200 million in liquid cash, $220 million in warrants, which are basically options to buy shares later, and a substantial $5 billion revolving credit line via Yorkville. So yeah, this isn't just a small-scale experiment. It's a fully funded strategic pivot designed to show they have serious financial muscle behind this Web3 move.
Wow, that's a huge financial commitment. And it does lead to a deeper question, doesn't it? What's the stated philosophy behind such an aggressive move into crypto for a media group like this? The article quotes TMTG directly, saying they're building an uncensorable, self-sustaining economic system around truth and transparency. TRO gives us that freedom.
Yeah, and this statement really frames the ideological underpinnings, doesn't it, of this particular crypto integration. It's a powerful narrative, definitely aiming to attract users who are looking for alternatives to what they see as traditional, centralized, maybe censorable platforms. But, you know, it also raises interesting questions, like how truly uncensorable can a system be when it's still tied to specific identifiable entities? And the idea of a self-sustaining economic system, well, that also makes you think about how broad its adoption needs to be to actually achieve that. Especially if its core appeal is tied so tightly to a specific political stance. It's a vision with, let's say, both potential and some inherent challenges.
Okay, so with such a fundamental shift in TMTG's strategy, the next crucial question is obvious.
Yeah.
How did the market respond? What happened to CRO itself after this monumental announcement?
Well, the market's response was immediate and nothing short of dramatic, according to our source. In just two trading days following the announcement, CRO surged a staggering 160%. That's an enormous jump in a very, very short time.
Yeah, 160% in 2 days. That's not just a ripple. That's more like a tidal wave, right?
Yeah.
What did that mean for trading activity? Maybe how CRO is perceived now?
Exactly. The impact was felt right across the ecosystem. Daily trading volume just ballooned, both on centralized exchanges like Crypto.com and on decentralized exchanges, DEXs. That indicates widespread interest and activity. And social sentiment, which had been fairly quiet around CRO, it shifted to what the article describes as full send. That's crypto talk for an overwhelming surge of positive, really enthusiastic trading. This isn't just being seen as a momentary pump, though it certainly had that effect. It's viewed as a significant repositioning of CRO from what was previously considered, you know, maybe a mid-tier exchange token, into something far more interesting, a politicized multi-platform utility coin, which is a really potent mix. Because while that political alignment can galvanize a dedicated base, it also presents a unique sort of tightrope walk for adoption beyond that specific audience. That's a challenge most cryptos don't intentionally court.
Yeah, think about that shift. Truth Social isn't just casually integrating CRO, it's anchoring its core monetization model to it. The source calls this a bold move that could set precedent for politically aligned crypto payment ecosystems. It's definitely something to watch, whether you're deep into crypto or just interested in how digital platforms are evolving, or even that intersection of politics and tech. It really shows how platforms might start leveraging specific tokens to align with their user base or, you know, their ideological stance. Building on that market buzz, let's maybe shift focus a bit to a segment of crypto that always generates excitement, meme coins. Our source highlights what feels like a fundamental truth in this market. Where there's narrative plus liquidity plus attention, meme coins follow. It's a formula that seems to hold true pretty often, doesn't it?
We've certainly seen this pattern play out before, yeah. And the article gives clear examples. It points to Dodo GE riding on Elon Musk's, well, influence and that whole community vibe, Papy leveraging broader cultural trends and internet humor, and Base meme coins thriving on Coinbase's Layer 2 solution, which brought new attention and liquidity to that specific ecosystem. Now, with this TMTG announcement and CRO's big surge, the focus is shifting, definitively, towards CRO chain meme coins, which are described as lighting up as traders speculate on getting that first mover advantage and the potential for, you know, explosive growth.
Okay, so for the meme coin hunters out there, what's the specific appeal? Why look at CRO now? What makes it an attractive target all of a sudden?
There are a few key factors the article identifies. First, it's a new chain narrative. That means potentially less competition for early projects compared to more saturated chains like Ethereum or Solana, for instance. Second, the TrumpCrypto.com pump is generating what they call sticky retail interest. It's drawing in new eyes, new capital, people who might not typically explore the Kronos chain. And third, as with any early movement, there's the promise of potentially high upside for those early meme picks and low fully diluted valuation, or FDV tokens, FDV being, you know, the market cap if all tokens were already out there. For a lot of traders, it's all about getting in on the ground floor, right?
Yeah.
Before the crowd fully arrives, hoping for those significant gains.
Okay, but this raises a really practical question for anyone interested in jumping in. If you're interested in these CRO chain meme coins, how do you actually get them? The article points out a key challenge right now. Major exchanges like Binance and OKX don't yet support direct CRO chain withdrawals. That seems like a significant barrier for a lot of people.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a common friction point in crypto, isn't it, when things are new? Without those direct withdrawals, the legacy path, as the article calls it, is quite cumbersome. You'd have to jump through several hoops, almost like a digital scavenger hunt to get where you want to go.
And it sounds like a bit of a headache, honestly. The article says you'd have to, one, buy CRO on an exchange like Gate.io, two, withdraw that CRO to a supported wallet, three, import that wallet into a CRO-native decentralized exchange, or DEX, and only then could you actually start trading the meme tokens you're after. The article describes this whole process as time-consuming, fragmented, and with a high risk of slippage and mistakes. Yeah. Not exactly ideal when, you know, milliseconds can matter in the fast-paced meme coin world.
Precisely. And this is where the article introduces a proposed solution, offering what it calls the better way. It highlights Avid.ai, which they describe as a 130-plus chain aggregator. Apparently, this platform now supports direct ETH to CRO chain swaps. So the idea is to eliminate that multi-step friction and streamline the whole process significantly, making it much more accessible for people.
Okay, so with Avid.ai, the article claims you can buy CRO using ETH, which is obviously popular and widely held, then bridge seamlessly to the CRO chain without all those intermediate steps, which gives you instant access to meme coins via CRO DEX dashboards, cutting out the need to manually navigate different wallets and platforms. And importantly, view real-time token metrics like holders, liquidity provider data, LP data showing available liquidity whale buys, even developer wallet flags, all in one place. The article sums it up as Degen Flow made easy, which tells you who it's aimed at: active, often high-risk, traders looking for efficiency.
Right. And if we connect this back to the bigger picture, the article suggests that if this strategy holds, if the TMTG Web3 initiative really takes root, then CRO isn't just chasing short-term gains. It's aiming to build a self-sustaining flywheel effect, where each success sort of drives the next one. This implies a belief in longer-term utility, something beyond just speculation.
A flywheel, huh? That's a powerful analogy for a business or an ecosystem. What does that look like in practice for CRO and this TMTG ecosystem? How do these pieces actually connect?
Well, the article lays out a pretty clear cyclical path. First, Truth Social user adoption is expected to drive CRO demand. More users engaging with subscriptions, tipping, rewards, using CRO. Second, as meme coins hopefully thrive on CRO, that would lead to trader retention, keeping liquidity and interest within the ecosystem, attracting more traders. Third, this, in turn, encourages more decentralized applications, DApps, you know, apps built on the blockchain and non-fungible tokens, NFTs, to launch on Kronos. Think digital art, collectibles, etc. This fuels broader ecosystem growth. And finally, a surge in CRO token velocity, how often the tokens are actually changing hands, would lead to price targets being hit, completing the loop and reinforcing the whole system. It's a vision of sustained growth through all this interconnected activity.
And the article gives us a snapshot of CRO's value at that time and some future projections. As of August 28, 2025, the article states the CRO price was 0.296 cents. So just under 30 cents. What do analysts foresee if this flywheel really starts spinning?
Yeah, that price point gives a baseline for the projections mentioned. Analysts quoted are forecasting a potential climb to $1 by 2030. That's if these kinds of real-world integrations continue to expand and, crucially, find widespread adoption. So it indicates a belief in the long-term utility and adoption of CRO as a functional digital asset, not just something for speculative trading. It suggests a vision where the token's value is intrinsically tied to its practical use within this growing ecosystem, not just market sentiment alone.
Okay, so for those of you out there who might be meme coin hunting in late 2025, our source actually provides a specific CRO playbook. It's got four key strategies designed to help navigate this new landscape. What's the first step?
First, get CRO fast. The recommendation is using Avi.ai to cross in via ETH. It's highlighted to avoid those time-consuming detours through other exchanges. Efficiency is key in these markets, right?
Makes sense. And once you have your CRO, what's next? How do you actually spot the promising meme tokens early?
Second, track meme tokens early. The advice is to follow dashboards, look for smart wallet alerts, liquidity pool surges, and volume anomalies. These indicators can signal early interest and potential pumps, giving savvy traders an edge, hopefully, to identify projects before they really take off.
Okay, so you're in your tracking. What's the third piece of advice?
The third, stay nimble, but not late. The article stresses that the CRO meme rotation is happening now, or was, in August 2025. And it advises against feeding or ignoring it simply because of its political flavor. In the fast-moving world of meme coins, hesitation can mean missed opportunities. The market moves on its own terms, regardless of politics sometimes.
Right. And finally, and this feels like a crucial point for critical thinking, what's the last strategy from this playbook?
Fourth, understand the narrative layer. It emphasizes this isn't just a Trump token. But as the article clarifies, it's the token behind a platform, a treasury, and a social ecosystem. This final strategy really encourages you to look beyond just the surface-level political stuff. It prompts you to consider the underlying technological and economic infrastructure being built. CRO has definitely entered a complex arena here, blending meme coin madness, political heat, and substantial financial backing. It makes its future evolution particularly noteworthy, a really fascinating case study, actually.
Wow. Okay, that was quite the deep dive, wasn't it? From a $6.4 billion treasury strategy all the way to the rapid rise of CRO chain meme coins, we've explored how a major media group is trying to carve out its own space in the Web3 world, using a specific crypto token as its foundation.
Absolutely. What we've really seen today is a fascinating case study in how these different forces, narratives, liquidity, attention can converge, and how that convergence can create significant market movements while simultaneously forging new pathways for, well, digital economies and even political expression. It really highlights the complex, interconnected future of finance, media, and technology. It shows us how quickly new models can emerge and gain traction, especially when they're backed by a powerful narrative and, let's face it, significant capital.
So what does this all mean for you, like listening right now? Maybe consider how these politically aligned crypto ecosystems might evolve. Will they truly become these uncensorable, self-sustaining systems that proponents envision? Can they manage to transcend their specific identity for broader adoption? Or do they maybe face unique challenges and opportunities precisely because of their explicit alignment? Perhaps becoming powerful within a certain niche, but struggling to break out into the mainstream. The provocative thought, isn't it? How much will political identity influence the next wave of digital asset adoption? And what kind of precedence is this setting for the future of online platforms and currencies? We hope this deep dive has given you plenty to think about.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.